Dime. Right, okay, so we're up to dessert. We're middle of our meal, we're heading towards the end of the meal, and now we've got the dessert coming up. And I think there's quite a big mixture when it comes to dessert. And that is that often you say, no, please get the dessert from the freezer. Look in the freezer, we've got the minis, we've got the certain ice cream and dessert. So you go over to the freezer, you look in the drawers, you start with the top drawer, you don't find any dessert, you go to the second drawer, third drawer, and you make your way all the way down, and then you come back and you tell the wife that, you know, there's no dessert, the dessert's not here. She obviously goes inside and she finds it the first time, but the point is that it's possible that you open every single drawer of the freezer just to find the dessert, and it's extremely likely that at least one of the drawers may be a real muksa. What do I mean by muksa? Why should a drawer of a freezer be muksa? Because we know that there's a muslik of a bosses. A bosses is not only the actual muksa becomes muksa. Let's say you have raw fish, or you have raw chicken, or raw meat, which is found in one of the drawers. And, you know, it's quite expensive. You can have raw meat, which is, I don't know, £15. Chicken could be £8 a quarter. And if in the same drawer you've got ice cream, so you're opening a drawer which is holding both muksa, worth about £30, and ice cream worth £10, whatever, £8. And we know that the drawer becomes a bosses to the more expensive item, being the raw food. Therefore, it's very valuable to know, it's very important to make sure that the ice cream is put in a place where there's no shaila muksa. I mean, really, again, if you knew be'erach that you keep it on the lower down, fine. But sometimes you're going through all the drawers, and you're opening all the drawers, then it's quite common to find one drawer which is muksa. That's all I'm saying. I think it's very common that one drawer of the freezer is going to be muksa, and therefore while you're trying to find the things, it could be one of the drawers are completely muksa, can't be opened on Shabbos. Now you can open it if, let's say, you do know that ice cream is in one of these drawers. You can open it, but tilt them on that side. You can get hold of, let's say, a broom, a shovel, yeah, a small brush from a brush and shovel, and you can open the drawer with a small brush. That's called tiltul min atzad. You'd be metaltal the bosses, the actual drawer, with min atzad, with by using the brush, and that's going to be mutter, la tzarech dovar mutter. We know that tiltul min atzad is mutter if you're doing it for something which is mutter on Shabbos, for the ice cream. So if you're moving it, la tzarech the ice cream, that's certainly okay.
But here you're not sure if it's there or not.
Still, it will still, since you're doing it for the purpose of getting something which is mutter, that's also considered okay. So it's just very important to know that it's possible that we open drawers which is muksa on Shabbos, and I don't know, as if we try.
Is the dessert the bar mitzvah?
Yeah, still. Muksa, the tzarech mitzvah, still not much of a heta. It's very worth getting used to the habit of making sure that the ice cream is in perhaps not even a drawer, maybe the top two shelves you got on the shelves. It's always worth trying to avoid this. I think I find it very common, this shayla. I think it's. Yeah, go. You can always ask again. Yeah, you can always go.
But it's on the shelf with the raw fish on top of it.
Ah, so we explained if raw fish happens to be on top of it, sometimes you have a chest freezer, and on top of the ice cream you have raw fish. That's not going to make it a bosses. You could just toss the muksa, because the Mogen Avraham explained a bosses is only when you can say it belongs there. You have a drawer and things belong inside, so it's a bosses. But if it doesn't, the raw fish doesn't belong on top of the ice cream, it's just by default, you didn't have space, you just threw it all in. It doesn't belong there, and said that Issa Turkey can make it on that shayla. I think this shayla is some of the most common shayla that you have when you go into it. I think years can go by without even knowing that one of the jewels is muksa, and midi Shabbos b'Shabbatai were opening muksa. I think this shayla, the Dati, is one of the biggest shaylas, the most common shaylas that you'll find Baruch Hashem, we keep Shabbos. We come to Shabbos. Shabbos comes in. We don't do the things which are also. But these sort of things is such a thing that years can go by and we don't know. Next one.
Can you use the glove or teeth out?
Glove? No, glove. That's considered your director's part of you. It would have to be something that doesn't really belong to you. It has to be like that's also not so geschmack. It has to be something really external. Looks menatzad. Has to be considered menatzad. Even then, is machlokes is more on tazen and chaznish. But we'll make it to say that if you have something an extension like a fork. A knife, anything like that. I find it more practical to use a broom, a shovel, what's it called, a brush from a brush and shovel. Next, China, you take the dessert out from the ice cream and you want to take that, you find this sort of ice cream is very hard, it's very solid, and in order for it to melt a bit, you'd have to leave it out in room temperature for about 10 minutes, but you would like to, instead of waiting 10 minutes, you would like to place it on a radiator. Can you place on a radiator, which is not boiling, it's not going to get the absolute edge away. A radiator, let's say, it's on normally, I don't know, it's on, let's say, it's hot, you touch it, it's not going to reach the absolute edge away, it's certainly not going to make the ice cream the absolute edge away. Can you place the ice cream near an area which is hot? A radiator near a hot plate, near the hot plate. A very interesting halacha, which the Ramah says at the end of Shin Yitzchaz, that you would not be able to, to place ice cream near source of heat on Shabbos, because due to the Issa Moilet, that you're transferring something which is from a solid to a sort of liquid, and that the Ramah is machmir. Now, just to leave it in room temperature, that doesn't seem to be a problem. If you've got, let's say, a frozen ice cubes, frozen ice cream, a frozen Coca-Cola completely, and you want to take it out an hour before the meal for it to defrost, there's no issue with that. The Hanske post can explain that the Ramah's Chumrah only applies to placing it near a source of heat. So it's just good to know, you take an ice cream, even if you're tempted to place it near a radiator, near a hot plate, I feel like that can't be done on Shabbos, Ledidon, like the Ramah or Machmi, and the Shulchan Aruch is obviously Mekel, but the Ramah, we are Machmi in the Shaila. Next Shaila, we have a Shaila of Soufflé. I don't know if you're aware of Soufflé. A Soufflé is a type of, you can call it a cupcake style cake, which inside, has got chocolate inside, and what you would do is you'd put it on a hot plate, and inside the cupcake, you'd have chocolate oozing out, it's liquidy inside, sometimes you can ooze out around the side. That is the idea of a souffle. Sometimes you're tempted to put it onto the hot plate, on Shabbos, not onto the hot plate itself, but on top of a tray which is on the top of the hot plate. Is there any shaila of putting that on Shabbos on a hot plate? Now, it's already been baked, so now there shouldn't be a problem of afia. Ein afia, ach afia. What should be the shayla? But there's going to be a liquid style inside. It's going to be a liquid. The inside of the souffle turns liquidy. It does ooze out once it's left there for 10 minutes. It starts becoming a liquid. It's mutter. If at the time that you place on the hot plate, it is all a solid, a lot of these types of souffle, inside is a solid sometimes, then it's mutter, even if later it's going to turn into a liquid. But you're right, some of the soufflés are liquids inside, even if left at room temperature. So yeah, it completely depends. If the soufflé that you plan to put on is a solid, even inside is solid, the chocolate solid, and only later does it start becoming a liquid, that then Shabbos is making like the Mogul Avraham, that you look at the time of the Nesina and you call it a Dover Yavish, like Dover Yavish, in Bishol HaChabisha.
I don't mean it.
Sorry?
I don't mean it.
Good point. Mishabru explains because you can't see it. It's inside, you can't see it happening, so Mishabru is making it. That's the sif of Tashkida. Good, that's a good point. Mishabru explains, even if a little bit comes out, it's not liquor, so it's going to be okay. Okay, let's move on. We're not talking about chocolate sauce. A lot of people have chocolate sauce in a container. That obviously, in room temperature, most times it's liquid, so obviously, yesh mishalach abishavodavlach. Next point is, you have dessert, and with dessert, okay, I can see the Hilchos Brachos, right? It's going to open up a whole Hilchos Brachos series. I think we're going to move on. I'm not even sure where to start with dessert, because dessert, it's basically a whole shiur of Hilchos Brachos. Let's move on to Birchas HaMazon. We'll come to benching, and the first thing to remember with benching is that it's a mitzvah min haTorah. You have to realize not often are we zeicher to do mitzvahs min haTorah. It's not so common. Obviously, learning is a mitzvah min haTorah. But throughout the day, not many times are we mekayim. So throughout davening, there's about only about five mitzvahs, deraisa, six. Tefillin, Krishma, Birchas Torah. Not so many Minat Torahs. When it comes to benching, it's good to know it's a Minat Torah. Even Kiddush, it comes among Rav Rom's not Doraisi. Ready to become the mitzvah during davening. So it's very good to know it's a mitzvah Doraisi in the Chol Adias. The second thing to know is always valuable to know this chinuch. It's Yadua, this chinuch. I remember in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, going to one of the schools. And downstairs in the dining room, they had this sign up. The wording of the chinuch, such a beautiful wording of the chinuch. Kach mekabel ani mirabuysai, the chinuch, one of the Rishonim. He said, such I mekabel from my rebbes, Yishmerim Keir. Hashem should look after them. Shekol azoye bebirchas hamozon. Anyone who's careful with birchas hamozon, zeynoysach mitzuyin lo bekovet, kol yomov. He has the havtocha, he's going to have mezonos. We know that paranosa is one of the things that Hashem deals with. And it's something that's completely not in our hands. As you can look around, you can see some people are worth a billion, some people are worth nothing, they can't even get hold of a mortgage. You can see it's completely it's completely not even fair, but you can see, so you can see that if we plug ourselves into Birch Samozin, we have the Avtocha, which the Chinuch writes. It's Kayadua that Rav Shach, Rosh Yeshivas, Talmidei Chachamim, always used to go into Rav Shach and say, no, how can I be Mechazik my Talmidim? And the only thing Rav Shach used to say was to tell them to be mechazik with Birchas Hamazon. He never used to give any other kamat, never used to give any other chizukim. That was his motto. Everyone used to know that. And you have Rav Victor Miller always used to nicely say, he used to say, don't forget to thank Hashem after Birchas Hamazon. You know, because Birchas Hamazon were just doing it out of habit. So, you know, don't forget to thank Hashem after Birchas Hamazon. Meaning to say, obviously, when it comes to Birchas Hamazon, it should be mechazik. Next nekuda is that you're about to start Birkas Hamazon, and we have a very nice adova nechmad, a very beautiful mitzvah called the mitzvah of zimun. When three people have eaten together, which are bar mitzvah, there's a mitzvah to be mezamen. Not only is there a mitzvah min haTorah to bench, there's a mitzvah of zimun. Now it's interesting. This I find very common, so one of them says Rabbi Shimon ben Benchon, so you mechabed someone to bench. And Yehishem Hashem Mubarak Matavad Oilam, Yeshus, Rabbi Albayis, right, Noronon, Rabbonon, Roysan, Rosh Hashanah Shalai, Borosh Hashanah Shalai Tzvechino, Rosh Hashanah Tzvechino. Then, Toit, Abisak Foros. Abisak Foros, you don't hear anything. Or, everyone says it a bit loud and you don't hear the Mezaman more than anyone else. That is quite a common scenario to find. You go to someone's house and you get your mechubet with a zimun. That's what's quite common to have. Says the Mishabur and Kufbe Gimel and Sivkot and Chaches. Zokte Azoi. Shloikadin he moisim. Shloikadin. Why is it shloikadin? What's the problem with that? Zimun is just before benching. Says the Mishabur, according to the Ramah and Simon Reish, the Ramah holds zimun doesn't end by Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. No. Zimun actually finishes by Hazon HaSakoyot. You're actually stealing part of benching as part of your Zimun. It's quite a hard concept to take it in. You know, Zimun is Zimun and benching is benching. Hooray, you do one without it. No. The Ramah says that there's nothing. Just a voice on Venom is nothing. Till you finish Hazon HaSakoyot, you've done that. It's part of Zimun. It's a very interesting concept. Zot HaMishabura. Mash Noyag in Harba Anoshim. He also says, seemingly spotted this. That which many people are knowing, Sha'acha Sha'omro Borch Shachal Mishaloi, Kolechod Rechim Mavorch Bekoyom Bifnatmoi, or Amading will say quietly, Shaloi Kadin Hemoisim, Elaha Mavorich, the person who is Mavorich, Sorek Lavorch Roch Rishon Al Kapon Mikoyom, Kadeshish Mam Subin, and they should answer Amen to that bracha. And it's also common when one person's benching, the other two people are listening, and they plan to continue eating the meal, that they should stop eating and stop talking until the end of the Birchas Hazon. This is a very common halacha. It's kedai to take into account to remember this halacha, because again, you want to be mekayim the mitzvah of zimun. The Ramah holds is not called zimun. It's only zimun if you hear the mezamen say till Hazon Hazakah. It's a very, I think it's a very important halacha. Sorry?
You have to say it with
him. No, actually, the Ramah holds you shouldn't even, but we'll know to say it with, but you say it quietly. Well, the Shabbat already recalls all that. That we should say it with, but say it quietly so we can hear exactly what the Mishabura says. We should say it a bit quicker so you should be able to get to Hazon HaSakoyot before him and answer me. Next because it is quite interesting about Noshim. Sometimes there's ladies which are attending, which are eating together with a meal, And, so you think they're not chayev, but Mefurshe Gemara really, Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Tzadi Tes, Yivzayin, that Noshim are mechayev bezimun. They're chayev, they're chayev to Beresh, they're chayev bezimun. This is exactly the same chayev. And therefore, Reb Moshe makes a whole point of this to say that you should be careful to try as much as possible to wait for the ladies to come for benching, to hit the zimun. Because they're mechayev bezimun. Reb Moshe makes a quite issue, he brings it to life. To say that we should try and wait as much as possible for the women to hear the zimur, that's a very important halacha to know. In fact, it's very interesting that when it comes to chasnas, I was discussing this topic with the Rebbe Falk many years ago, and talking about when I was 18, when I was a bocha, and he said something, told me for something very interesting, that he was discussing this topic with Rebbe Heinrich Padua, going back many years ago. And Reb Heinrich Padua told him by a chasna that he's very happy with the milik chasidim. The milik chasidim is by chasnas to have the chosn and kala on two separate tables. But a lot of the litvisha, but they have the chasna, they have the chosn and kala on the same table, and it runs through the men and the ladies. By the chasidim, they have completely two separate tables. And he said he likes the idea that they have on two separate tables. Why? Because by having the two separate tables, the ladies don't become part of the men regarding Hilchas Zimur. By the literature, that the chosn can see, potentially see, they can see the ladies, and the kala can see the men. The Shulchan Aruch is mavur that once you can see the other people which are kevim, the answer see from there, many see from in Hilchas Zimur, that's matzarif them all together. Right? Even if you have a shamash, it can also be matzarif them. So Dan Padma was telling Rebbe Falk that the way we do it by the chasidim is a maila, provided they got separate caterers, which they do, waiters. So then they're not matzarif together, and if a lady, it happens, a lot of ladies, they run out, they're in, they're out, they're not listening to zimun, then they don't become part of this siruf, they don't become part of this heel. See, he was expressing his point that it could be a maila that they're not together, whereas with the litusha, when the chosin can see the ladies and the kala can see the men, that's matzarif them together. In which case, all the ladies become mechuyavos, and really they're mechuyav to hear zimun. Okay, that's an interesting point which I remember. There's so much to say. We're going to have to make it into another shape, if you don't mind. I can see there's just too much to say. I just want to end off with a geshmak and a kuda of tzeischem l'sholem that we discussed, of the Shai Tshuva asked the Kasha, that when it comes to the beginning of the meal, we say shalom aleichem, And that makes a lot of sense. We say Shalom Aleichem to the Malachim, which the Gemara tells us each person comes home with two Malachim. And Boyachem L'Shalom also makes sense. Bachuni L'Shalom, we ask them to give us a bracha. But Tzeischem L'Shalom doesn't always really fit in. Tzeischem L'Shalom, you should go L'Shalom. Why do we tell them to go? If we're here, if they're here, let them stay as long as possible. So we mentioned a few pshatim. A very nice pshat I saw from Rav Shimshon Pinkas. Beautiful. And he brings it from the Chovetz Chaim. And he bases it on the Orech Chaim HaKadosh. Beautiful, he says that when it comes to the Shabbos meal, it's such a special time, at least I pick up Bola and Yonim, it's such a special time that it's not even a place for Malachim. It's Beini or Vein Bnei Yisrael. It's beautiful, it's based on Orech Chaim HaKadosh. That so the Shabbos in the whole, there's no place for Malachim. Malachim don't. It's Hashem, which is giving the phrase name Sukkah Shemecha. It's coming from the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. There's a lot more Torah to say on this. But the idea of Tzeischem L'Shalom, says the Rav Shimshon Pinkas, is to say that, yeah, you've escorted me home, but now it's starting Kiddush, now it's starting Shabbos. The Kedushas Shabbos is too high, we don't need Malachim. It's a beautiful pshat based on the Chavetz Chaim, based on Rav Shimshon Pinkas, based on the Arachayim HaKadosh. Mr. Shem, hopefully next week we'll finish off our meal. Let's see, Ovin, let's go.
Right, okay, what's the one? That idea, I did a couple of things.